Bruce Springsteen's popular 1984 hit Born in the USA would not be good enough for USDA's new Product of USA label, Eric Pfeiffer explains.
That's right, Greg. He'd have to change the title to Born, Raised, Harvested, and Processed in the USA. And I think we can all agree that doesn't have quite the same ring to it. It just doesn't hit quite as hard.
It's about doing right by our consumers in this country, clearing up all confusion about what made in the USA actually means.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins there explaining that as of the first of the year, the Product of USA label on your groceries finally means exactly what you assume it means.
It means for meat and poultry products to boast that they are, in fact, a product of the USA. The animals now have to have been entirely born, raised, harvested, and processed here in this country, which is a change. It all has to happen in this country. Not some of it, not part of it here, and then it goes somewhere else, and then it comes back, but every bit of it.
USDA began a public awareness campaign on National Ag Day to promote this new voluntary label for producers to take advantage of the opportunity and for consumers to know what they're getting at the store. Rollins says there will be no more foreign beef, quote, passed off as American beef.
This new label is about enhancing competitiveness for our producers, our great American producers, by leveling the playing field and increasing transparency through truthful labeling. Because what our ranchers raise in this country is the very best in the entire world.
The American Farm Bureau and National Cattlemen's Beef Association are both in support of the Product of USA rule, calling the voluntary nature of the rule a great business prospect for producers. The National Pork Producers Council, however, have expressed concerns that the regulation will strain the relationships between the U.S. and its trading partners, particularly Canada and Mexico. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.